Number 3. Read a short passage and listen to a talk on the same topic. Then listen for a question about them. After you hear the question, you have 30 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
A new meal plan is being offered by the college. Read the plan in the college newspaper printed on page 60. You have 45 seconds to complete it. Please begin reading now. Now listen to two students who are talking about the plan.
I don't like to cook, but I don't like to eat in the cafeteria every day either.
True. The food does get kind of same old, same old.
My point exactly. And besides, I go home about every other weekend, so paying for my meals when I'm not there doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right. So you'll probably sign up for the 5-day plan next semester.
I already did. If I want to eat in the cafeteria some weekend, I can just buy a meal. But I'd probably go out somewhere with my friends if I'm here over the weekend.
Well, I don't go home on the weekends as much as you do, but I still eat out a lot on the weekends.
So the 5-day plan might work out better for you, too. I'm really glad to have the option.
The man expresses his opinion of the new meal plan. Report his opinion and explain the reasons that he gives for having that opinion.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 4. Read a short passage and listen to a lecture on the same topic. Then listen for a question about them. After you hear the question, you have 30 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now read the passage about Aboriginal people printed on page 61. You have 45 seconds to complete it. Please begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture in an anthropology class. The professor is talking about Aboriginal people.
According to your textbook, the Aboriginal people are very diverse, and I would agree with that. However, there are certain beliefs that unite the groups, and in fact, allow them to identify themselves and others as members of the diverse Aboriginal societies. For one thing, unlike the anthropologists, who believe that tribes arrived in eastern Australia from Tasmania about 40,000 years ago, the Aboriginal people believe that they have always been in Australia, and that they have sprung from the land. Evidence for this resides in the oral history that has been recorded in stories and passed down for at least 50 generations. This history is referred to as the dreaming. The stories teach moral and spiritual values and provide each member of the group with an identity that reflects the landscape where the person's mother first becomes aware of the unborn baby, or, to put it in terms of the dreaming, where the spirit enters the mother's body. So, I am saying that the way that the Aboriginal people identify themselves and each other, even across groups, is by their membership in the oral history that they share.
Explain how the Aboriginal people are identified. Draw upon information in both the reading and the lecture.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 5. Listen to a short conversation. Then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to a conversation between a student and his friend.
So what time should we pick you up on Friday? Can you be ready by noon, or do you need another hour or so?
I really wanted to spend the weekend with my family, and the ride with you would have made it even more fun, but...
You mean you aren't going?
I can't. I'm not doing too well in my economics class, and I have a lecture Friday afternoon. I don't think I should miss it.
Well, why don't you borrow the notes from someone? Isn't your roommate in that class?
Yeah, he is, but I've already asked to borrow his notes once this semester. He didn't seem to mind, though.
Well, there you are. Unless you want to go to class on Thursday. I'm fairly sure that Dr. Collins teaches the same class Thursday night.
Really? She probably wouldn't mind if I sat in on the Thursday class, but I wonder if she'll give the same lecture. You know, maybe they're 1 week behind or 1 week ahead of us.
I suppose that's possible, but it would be easy enough to find out. You could just tell her that you'd like to attend the Thursday session this week because you need to go out of town. Then you can ride home with us. If there's a problem, you can still borrow your roommate's notes on Sunday when we get back.
Describe the man's problem and the two suggestions that his friend makes about how to handle it. What do you think the man should do, and why?
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 6. Listen to part of a talk. Then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to part of a talk in a biology laboratory. The teaching assistant is explaining how to use the microscope.
All right. Now that you all have microscopes at your tables, I want to explain how they work and how to use them. First of all, you should know that they are compound microscopes, so they can magnify objects up to 1,000 times their size. These microscopes have two systems, an illuminating system and an imaging system. You'll see that the illuminating system has a light source built in, and you can control it by adjusting the lever on the side. Why is this important? Well, the specimen must be pretty thin, or let's say, transparent enough to let light pass through it. So the light source controls the amount of light that passes through the specimen. Okay, the other system provides magnification. Use this lever to switch powers. So when you switch to a higher power, you see a larger image. And when you switch to a lower power, you see a smaller image. But I should remind you that the field of view is smaller at a higher power. In other words, at a higher magnification, you see a larger image of a smaller area. Okay, so what about the focus? Well, these microscopes are parfocal, and that means you usually don't have to refocus when you switch to a higher or lower power of magnification. But there are two adjustment knobs, the larger one for coarse adjustment and the smaller one for fine adjustment, just in case.
Using the main points and examples from the talk, describe the two major systems of the laboratory microscope, and then explain how to use it.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep.